I would have you envision a person walking into their bathroom, pulling back the shower curtain, turning on the shower. I want you to envision the water coming out of the shower head into the shower. But now notice that the person who did this is standing beside the tub and just standing there. And as that person stands there, spray from the shower begins to fall upon that person. And after they stand there for a while, they turn the shower off, take a towel, wipe off the spray, and walk out of the bathroom. I ask you, did that person get fully cleansed by the shower? No. That's the way it is with worship. When you worship me, it's as though you have stepped into that shower. And you're allowing the waters of my glory and my presence to wash over you. In the natural, those waters help to wash away the dirt, the grime. But in the spirit, the showers of my glory released during worship help to purge the negative emotions, the stress, the worry, the fear, to cleanse those things away and replace them with peace. And not only that, the people who are standing on the outside and not participating, they're being touched by the spray of that worship, but not fully impacted. Until you step into the shower of worship, this cleansing cannot take place. You see, your worship during times like this helps to knead your soul to be molded by the power of my word. It conditions your inner man to be impacted by my word that I released. Everyone who sits in a worship service with even a moderately open heart will be impacted to some degree. But until you step in and participate, the showers of my glory and my presence will only be a spray unto you. But you can be fully impacted when you make that decision to step into the showers released by worship. And furthermore, I want you to envision the person standing inside that tub and those waters coming out and washing over that person's body. In order for that person to be fully clean, doesn't that person lift his arms to wash? Yes, he does. There are many of you who need to lift your hands in praise unto me, to surrender the fullness of who you think you are to the fullness of who I really am. Allowing me to touch your life like I haven't been able to. And the one thing that I can promise you is this. When you begin to worship, that's when you will truly begin to experience my presence that only comes during worship. For there is an aspect of my presence and my glory that worship releases and nothing else can. I want you to be changed, not just born again. I want you to be fully changed and conformed to the image of the glory of my Son. Worship is a key factor in this. Press beyond your flesh and worship me and experience the change that will come, says the Lord.